Ay, qué charla, Barfield. Barfield,
hello?
Hi, speaking.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I was following up regarding your account.
Hi, Tina, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Tina, I apologize. I just get so many scam calls and scam likelies and that I don't know who's calling, so that's why I hesitated talking.
No wonder. Okay. Well, if it helps, we could put a tracking number on your listing. Then that way it'll eliminate some of the spam callers. Not all of them,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I heard about
if,
this. But then when my number wouldn't show up, correct?
Correct. So we would purchase a brand new 929 area code number, but when people call it, it forwards to your number. And the reason it eliminates spam calls is we'll put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. Either way, the calls would come to you, but if it's a computer-generated spam call, it'll fall off.
Yeah, we're fine with that, Tina. But
you're
now.
Fine? Okay, okay, we'll keep your
spam. I guess the main concern is I know that there's a bill that's got to be paid, and then we're still not at the top of the board. We're not even on the front page. My son is the one who handles all this. Let me just get him on a three-way. He can explain to what needs to be done.
I want to, before you get him, I want to explain something real quickly, is that first page placement does typically take 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the payment. So what that means is that you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really good things for your business. Because I always tell people it's the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Well, I paid for 2 months. I paid for when I first started.
Yeah, you paid for 2 months, and I'm showing on the dashboard. I don't know if you've been on it yet or not, but you already are starting to get traction on Google. So you've been found on the first page 43 times, and you've had 13 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So now that you're going into the third month, again, you're at the cusp of where this is going to explode because now you're actually already ranking.
Oh, great.
Have you been on the dashboard to see the results?
No, my son handles all that. He's the one who controls all that for me.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so on the payment.
I mean, he showed me.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me everything.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Hello.
Yeah, everything's trackable. The only thing that might be affecting you right now is there's a big orange banner at the top of your website that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's supposed to be just a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But if a potential client sees that, they may think that you're out of business or something. So, the credit card that we have on file, it might be good, and it could be that the bank sent you a new one with a different expiration because the error that we're getting is saying that there's something wrong with the expiration.
Yes, I mean, I did misplace my card, and they had to send me a new one.
That's what it is then. So on the new card, is it the same number ending in 8544, or is it a whole different number?
Oh, give me 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah, if it is that, I don't need it. We already have
it. It's 8488.
So they gave you a whole new number then. Okay.
Yeah,
a
whole new number.
So let me update the whole thing then. Go ahead and start from the
beginning. So let me ask you this before we just get into this.
Yes.
So payment, I mean, because they also said, and I have a text message saying that if anything, they would take the payment next month of $500.
So right now, your account is past due for $249, but on February 16th, it'll be past due for $498. I obviously don't want you to have two payments close together like that. So what I could do is I could collect the January 16th payment now, and then I can push the next one out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full until March. That way you don't have to have a $500 charge all at once. You know what I mean?
Very good. Very good.
Yep.
Very important right there. Okay. So I'll give you the card number. So you're going to take a payment of $249.
Yep. And then you're going to be paid in full until March 1st. And then now your new billing cycle will be on the 1st of each month. So you don't have to worry about that February 16th
Great,
payment.
Tina. Great,
yeah,
Tina.
I'll eliminate it and just push it out for you. No problem.
Now, Tina, could you give me any confirmation that I know that it's you, that it's Local Splash? Because believe me, it's not that I don't, just I have so many people calling. I just don't want to give my credit card out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can send me in a text message or something?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'll
as well
send
on the
you
phone.
A text message right now that says, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. Contact me at 877-635-6225, extension 777. That's our customer service number. So you'll see that that came from the Local Splash line, not some random line.
Okay, Local Splash, Local Splash. Okay, we're good, Tina.
Okay, good, yeah. Thank you for doing that. I always say this day and age, it's crazy. You have to be careful. And I know I collect failed payments all day long, but sometimes it surprises me when people just start rattling their card off. I'm like, I'm surprised that they don't ask
me about it. And I had that happen to me as well.
Yes, yes. So now you learn the hard way, unfortunately, it sounds like, right?
Okay, so we'll be up and running and everything looks beautiful to you. Does it look like things? Because I haven't got any, like, I know you're saying there's exposure, but I haven't got anything to where if I type it up, I'm not even coming up. Like if I say
so
look for me,
your son is doing he's doing a really good job tracking this for you. And the reason I know he's doing a good job is he already helped you get 3 5-star ratings in December. But what I want you to do is tell him to keep that going on an ongoing basis, because what happens is you're definitely coming up on the first page, but if there's other companies up there that have all this fresh stuff being posted about them and then you have an older review from December, sometimes that will affect your conversion. So I'm going to send the email again that will help you guys get some fresh reviews. Do the emails go straight to your son, or do you get it and then you have to forward it?
I'll go straight to him as well.
Okay, good. So I just sent the email so he can work on getting some fresh 5-star reviews. And then what I'm going to do is once we get the payment up to speed, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that they can apply that will help your performance, they'll do that for you behind the scenes, okay?
Very good. I'm ready when you are. Give me the card number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 4482.
Okay.
3301.
Got it.
6877.
Okay.
8488.
Okay, and expiration?
Is 1227.
Okay,
that's 1227.
1227.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, and then the 3-digit code on the back?
It is 156.
Now, for this card, is it still tied into the same billing address, 20, how do you say that, Calcongo. Calcongo, okay. Wow, that's a doozy. Okay. Okay.
Staten
so
Island.
Let me get your authorization, and then you're good to go until March 1st. And now you have my direct line, too. So if you have any questions
down the road,
just feel free to call
me. Tina,
can
you call me, like, a reminder, like in like 3 days before, just let me know, hey Mike, we're coming up to the first and we just want to see if the credit card information is the same, and this way it could get me up to speed, but sometimes my son he doesn't remind me.
Oh, I don't have a way to do like an automated call, but I can do an automated email maybe a week ahead of time and say, hey, Michael, Local Splash will charge.
Or even like a text message. Even just
a
text message coming.
Okay,
that's
there
fine.
You go. Okay, I'll make a note on there to, I'll text you a week prior just to alert you of the payment. And then let me double check in case your son, okay, no, your son's number's not on here. It's just your number. Perfect. So when I send the text, it'll automatically go to you, okay?
Very good.
All right, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Okay, and that's all good. Now you'll check you'll go through it with the team and to see if there's anything that they can do to just bring up me faster or get it. I'm just looking
yes.
for a call. That's all.
Yeah, because here's what happens, Michael. When an account goes into that failed payment status,
it stays
active, right? But there's no active programming being done on the account. So we need to catch up on all the algorithm updates that were done from, you know, the 16th until now. And then
okay, now in the email, great, Tina, in
yes.
the email, I just did a project for a past customer.
Okay.
That I work for, and she, how would she be able to leave me a review from Google? Is there something I could send there?
Yes, I just sent that to the email that's on file, but it should have triggered a text message too. So you could forward her the text, or you could forward her the email, and it's already linked to your Google page. So it says, thank you for using MV Champion Roofing and Construction. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when she clicks that box, it's going to take you automatically to your Google listing, and that's why most people will do it, because it's so simple and it's just a matter of clicking a button. Most people will
fill it out. When I clicked on the text message?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Let's see.
This is Tina. My phone, I think my phone is.
I'm going to click on it too. Oh,